what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans and my fellow patriots. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Monday morning, Monday afternoon, Monday period. My fellow patriots and Americans all across this great nation and all across the globe. Now, I do apologize. I did not do a podcast on Friday. I could not. I've been working on this bus, guys. And if you guys want to see the progression of it, I'm going to be posting some pictures on my Instagram page, which you can find, which is easy, The Republican Nation. Or you can easily follow me as well on Facebook and other platforms like YouTube, The Republican Nation. Just search The Republican Nation and I am there. So this whole weekend, we were laying down the wooden floors. That's done. Sealed off the office area. That's done. That's it, guys. It's pretty much, it's a wrap. They're wrapping up the bus. We're using solar panel to power up the entire bus when it's turned off. We've got everything rocking and rolling. We're buying the furniture. Everything is going just as planned. We will fight to keep America great. We will fight for American values. We will fight for conservative values. And we will fight and fight and fight until our voices are heard. That is my game plan. And I plan to pursue it all the way till the end, no matter what it costs. Okay, that being said, today's Don Bongino's first show. He's airing his first show on Rush Limbaugh's spot. And guess who's the guy that he is interviewing? Yep, Donald J. Trump, the legitimate president of the United States. Lots of little crazy things have been going on with politics. We'll get to that right now. First, I want to read emails because I've got massive amounts of them. Probably too many for me to read out loud, but I'm going to try to go with as many emails as I possibly can. Okay? Because remember, this is the Republican Nation is always the people's voice. Okay, so we got one from Bahar. T-shirt, howdy. I don't know if you received my previous email, but is it still possible to receive a T-shirt? Bahar, I will be announcing when I'm giving out the shirts. I'm printing them massively. You can also find it on Instagram. I will be announcing it on Instagram as well. But yes, as soon as they're available, you will be getting a shirt, my friend. Okay, so Trump 2020. That's the 2024. Oh shit, this is awesome. Wow. Wow, this is a cool picture. This is such a cool picture. I'm uploading it on Instagram. It's one of our listeners, one of our great listeners, wearing the Republican Nation hat with a Trump 2024 bumper on his front of his Chevy. Hey, bud, here's a pic of me and my hat and my rattle, LOL. Was wondering if there's any way I can get a big-ass TRN sticker to go on my hood. Would be an honor to promote TRN. Thank you so much. That actually, it touches my heart. I looked on your store, but nothing big enough. Let me know. I'll pay whatever. Gonna make my Rattle Silverado Trump Mega and TRN billboard if possible. Thanks again. P.S. Since you're our voice, I would love it if you give a big shout out for me. Dr. Simon says, Fauci, fuck you. Thanks and good night. All right, there you go. Dr. Simon says, Fauci, fuck you. Okay, so what I'll do is I will send you an image, a PNG image, where you can have it done locally. I haven't made any decals yet that big, but I could send you the image of the logo in PNG, which they'll be able to, from there, I guess, get it done for you. I will be posting this image, though. This is a badass image, and that's a badass pickup truck. I love it. Love it. Love the representation of America, guys. We are a lot. Do not be fooled. We have a lot. We are an army of Americans that just want the best for this country. I don't understand why the left thinks we're so bad, but we just want the best. But everything's falling apart for the left, guys, if you haven't noticed. But we'll get to that. Okay, Tyler, you might have heard this before, but I was rocking this song the whole November election, along with two giant Trump flags flying in the bed of my trunk. Hope to meet you someday. God bless you and your family. Okay, so I'm going to put this song. Let's see what it is. And we're going to listen to it together. Okay, hold on. First and foremost, there's a commercial. I'm not going to play a commercial. Wait, is... No.
Hey. Hey, yo, Sap, what's good, bruh? This man's kind of high out here. Yo, the flyest motherfucker in the room. Yeah, you know it's me. Bitches hating on him cause he started out here locally. Hopefully, I'll be at the top soon. For now, I'm at my house, on the couch, watching cartoons. You know how much you love it when you get it in abundance. Give a fuck about a budget when you always be the subject of discussion. But it's nothing when you stop and just say fuck it. Cause you walking out in public and you hear him talking rubbish. I just wanna ride through the city in a Cutlass. Find a big butt, bitch, somewhere get my nuts kissed. That's the way it goes when you party just like I do. Bitches on my dick that used to brush me off in high school. Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have in A&R. We gon' win, you can take the lose or draw. What I'm in, got these hoes who used to play me in they bras. We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. Take over the world while these haters get mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have. Hop into the car and then we take them to the pad. It's the path. And motherfuckers think they know me but they never met the kids. They'll come with excellence and money make benevolence irrelevant for the fuckers who never been intelligent. I kill my handy, break the bottle for the hell of it. Tell a bitch that she better bring her friends. And if she want an autograph, she better bring a pen. Yeah, the party never end. This life is what I recommend. And if you got a hope it for me, then she better be a 10. I ain't picky, but these girls be acting tricky when the situation's sticky and the liquor got them silly. But I take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have in A&R. We gon' win, you can take the lose or draw. What I'm in, got these hoes who used to play me in they bras. We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. Take over the world while these haters get mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have. Hop into the car and then we take them to the pad. It's a wrap.
Okay. That was an interesting song. Didn't expect, I'm telling you guys, I mean, I play whatever you guys send me. Didn't expect that, but that is a good song, actually. I've never even heard of it, but it's called, apparently the song is called Donald Trump. So, pretty cool. I mean, Donald Trump is affecting a lot of people, guys, all over the United States of America. And Americans are realizing that they could still succeed whether or not they support Donald Trump. Because the left seems to point an attack at people who support Donald Trump, but there's a lot of money that could be made by also supporting Donald Trump, because you got a large majority of Americans, most Americans at least, who have common sense, that they love our president, the legitimate president at least. This was good to share. This was from Otto, and it says, "What's the difference between Batman and BLM? Batman can go out at night without Robin." That's a
come on, man.
That is a good one. That's a good one. Thank you, Otto. That was a good share. That was a good meme. Okay, so we got one from Mr. Beam. Okay, so new Ohio governor is the title. Hey, Jace, I'm not sure how many people from Ohio listen to your podcast, but we have a new candidate running for Ohio governor, as he is a proud true patriot farmer. I would love to see a farmer, because that man, a farmer always knows how to work and bust their fucking ass. And they support all of these liberals that don't realize that the food comes from them. But he supported Trump and wants to protect the future of Ohio families. If you could just mention his name for the midterms, his name is Joe Blystone. I actually know who he is, believe it or not. I looked at his advertisements on Facebook and I actually donated about $20. Yeah, you guys should definitely, if you live in Ohio, you guys should support Joe Blystone, because that guy, you guys want people that love America. It's very simple. When you're picking these candidates for any position in powers, and governors are just as important as we're seeing right now when they're changing these election laws, which we'll also jump to soon because now there's an audit happening in Georgia. Congratulations, Republicans. You guys want to put in somebody who loves this country, who's busted his ass for this country, and will do everything to keep this country amazing. And this is what we want in this country. People like Joe Blystone. I want to get as many America First people we can in office. Damn right. I know you are a Florida resident, but we need to get as many Republican candidates in office in every state that we can. Thanks again. Love you and love your show. Damn right. Listen, Florida's my home state. America's my country. I love Florida, but I love America. And I will support any America First candidate all across this country because we need as many of them, even in states like California, New York City, Oregon, anywhere we could put a Republican in there that could possibly change and put Americans first, I will support gladly without even thinking twice. Very simple. It's not rocket science. You always got to put your country first. Okay, so we got another one from Alex. Hey, Jay, so last week my son went to school wearing his Cleveland Indians hat. He walked into his class and the teacher said, hey, you need to take that hat off. I would have said, no, go fuck yourself. And my son said, why? It's just a hat. The teacher told him, it's offensive. Keep in mind, my son is Native American. Yeah, and I'm sure the teacher was probably white and a Democrat. And he told his teacher, well, it doesn't offend me, so I'm okay. Well, he got sent to the principal's office for not taking it off. And the principal told him, your hat is on to wear it. Principal told your hat is to wear, go back to class. I'm so fucking tired of these liberal fucktards that get offended for me. The teachers union is a fucking joke and I can't wait to wear my Redskins hat to that parent teacher conference. 94% through 96% of Native Americans are not offended by the name of the Redskins, Chiefs, Indians, Seminoles, and the list goes on. And you shouldn't be ashamed because it represents your tribes. I mean, it's not being intended in a racial manner. It's because it's the name and what was common in that area. I mean, everything seems to be offensive for everybody, but again, people are stupid. The left is always going to be stupid. Americans need to wake the fuck up and stop all this hurt my feelings bullshit going on in this country. I missed out on the hat. Dang it. I don't want a handout, Jace. I will purchase one. Got to get back to work. The left depends on my income. I love those lines. I love it because the left does. You know that it's funny because I put a comment on Facebook and on Instagram. One of those social media outlets. And I said, yeah, you know, unfortunately, news reporter, he was claiming that the right needs to get the fuck out of this country. And then I was like, I wrote, well, if we leave the country, then who's going to pay all these socialistic programs that you guys are trying to create? You need taxpayers. I mean, and obviously we are the only ones that pay, well, for the most part, the ones that pay taxes and work in this country. The rest of the left is, the majority of them are hiding in their basement like Joe Biden did, and they're just receiving free money from this country. That is what they do. All right, so now let's hit up the news. So now the squad, apparently they realized the backlash they got, and now the squad, Democrats, far left, condemn anti-Semitic violence that some critics accuse them of fueling. No, we don't accept your apology. You can all go fuck yourselves. All of you, Elon, AOC, all of you can go fuck yourselves. We don't accept your apology. You know why? Because it's a fake apology. It's not good. It's not a good look for you guys. And you guys realize it's not a good look. And now you guys are trying to backtrack. And no, we will not accept it because we know what your true intent is. And we know what your true feelings are. Now you guys are seeing that Jewish people, innocent Jewish people, are getting beat down in New York City, Los Angeles, all these liberal cities, may I add. And nothing's happening, and these people are being hospitalized for something that Israel actually has the right to be doing, which is defending themselves. Yeah, now there's a ceasefire. It won't last long. They're both claiming victory. We know Israel won. This country has has gone berserk. This country has gone berserk, guys. I mean, this we're living in a time where, I mean, I look back sometimes and I'm looking at history, and I look at a lot of these presidents speaking: Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Donald Trump, and then I look at Joe Biden and I go, "What the fuck?" I'm actually thinking in my head,
"Come on, man."
Seriously, like I'm like, "How did we get here? How did these people manage to rig this election and get away with it?" I mean, seriously, he's just spending money he's printing money and just giving it away. That's what he's doing. I mean, and it's a house of cards. It's all gonna fall. So again, I don't know how far this is gonna end up, and when the woke is gonna realize that they're gonna get hit with the woke movement. But again, you know, we got the hypocrisy from the left. We all saw, I don't know if you guys caught it, but the Democrats apparently made rules that you're not allowed to not have masks on. And I guess the rules only apply to Republicans because they were all hanging out, hugging each other. Nancy Pelosi was there once again, defying her own rules. These people are hypocrites. They're a joke, and they're making America a big pile of shit, which is what they want. Nancy Pelosi wants to make America San Francisco. But no, boys, we ain't having it. We're not going to let this shit happen. We are not. And that's why I'm even taking this court. I'm telling you, I'm there. My father's helping me so much with this bus and everything. We're investing so much time, so much energy, so much money. Because I really care about what happens in this country. I actually care, and I want to do something about it. I really do. I want to do something about it. I am tired of this. I am tired of the left creating this entire narrative that is just false. It's not true. They're creating a narrative about this country and how they want to perfect this country and make this country perfect when this country was good. This country is good. The only places that need perfection are the ones that are controlled by those that want to say that the country's bad. I mean, you just go to Nancy Pelosi's district, which I went, because I don't just preach this shit. I actually go and do it. And again, I went out there and I saw her capabilities and what she's capable of doing. Nancy Pelosi, at least. And I don't want my country to look like that. By no means do I want my country to look like that. It would be a damn shame to see our country go down the drain like that. And it's in direction of that. I see it. It's in direction of that. But we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll pass it, and we'll get through this together, united. You know, I saw something that was interesting on Donald Trump Jr.'s on Instagram when he posted an interesting image. Right, this is how ignorant the left is. Right, so they're holding up a sign that says "Queers for Palestine," and then under it, the meme shows Palestine for queers, and it shows them throwing them off the roof. Because that's literally what Palestine does to people who are actually homosexual. Yet these lefties are so stupid, and they're such attention seekers, that they actually think that if they were to live as homosexuals in Palestine, that they would actually be treated like we treat them in America, with decency and respect. And we treat them like human beings. But instead, they're in a free country supporting a country that is completely the opposite of what our country is. And going up against Israel, that's a country kind of like ours. Very, very similar. They run a very democratic style government. I mean, it's the only democracy we have in the Middle East. So on another interesting note, Pennsylvania County reports voting machine issues affecting Republican ballots. And Dominion has released a statement. Apparently, they were printing out, even though the votes were still tabulated for the Republicans, but it was showing as if people were voting for Democrats when they were really trying to vote for Republicans. Again, if mistakes like this can occur, why wouldn't we not assume that bigger mistakes occurred in our election? So, I mean, again, look... We got people like AOC. This is what the left is. AOC, apparently she's saying that she's in therapy after the Capitol riot. Interesting enough, she wasn't even in the building when it took place. She wasn't even in the building. I kid you not, she wasn't even in the building. This is a joke. This is embarrassing. And we should be holding these people accountable. You know how you get your voices heard? You get banned from Facebook, you create another account, you keep posting the truth. Get as many people engaged, get as many people talk. Communicate. Don't argue, communicate. And if they're arguing with you and they're being ignorant, be smarter than them. Don't argue back. The smarter person walks away from it. If you're right, you're right. And the left knows they're wrong. They got buyer's remorse. Let's be real here. Nobody with their right minds thinks that Joe Biden was a good pick or he legitimately won the election. The left knows they robbed the election. They know it. But look, this is why governors are so important. This is why governors and having Republican governors. Already 22 GOP governors blocked Biden's extended unemployment perks. That's it. We got to get people back to work. We should not be living in a country where we cannot find employees to do something as simple as deliver cars, for example, in my industry. You know, so, I mean, again, we need to put some sort of stop to this, because if we don't, people are just going to get used. This is what they want. They want people to get used to the government giving them handouts. If you depend on the government, then everything goes down the drain. If you're depending on the government, it's over. Because then everything is based around the government. And that's not the way it was ever designed. That was never the way it was designed. So, I mean, we've got rhinos left and right that are trying to stop Donald Trump. And you could see the list. A lot of people put out the list out there for people to actually see the list of these rhinos and what they vote on. I mean, it is just stupid. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put this video because I think that this is very important for you guys to listen to this, because they've stripped her. They've punished Representative Marjorie Greene, who's a representative for the 14th district in Georgia. They've basically blackballed her. She's not in any committee. She's not in anything. And she was an outspoken patriot, somebody who loves this country. So she fights back and they hate that. And of course, Nancy Pelosi punishes those that don't listen to her rules or what she has to say. But me personally, I promote those people because those are the true patriots in this country. And I want you to listen to what she had to say about the difference in treatment between BLM activists or Antifa and the Capitol rioters.
Thank you, and I yield back.
Gentleman yields back. The chair recognizes the gentlewoman from Georgia, Ms. Taylor Greene, for 5 minutes.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to address the House for up to 5 minutes and advise and extend my remarks.
Without objection, gentlewoman's recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in opposition to the commission to study the events of January 6th, as well as spending $2 billion in security supplemental. The question that comes to mind is this. What about all the riots that happened during the summer of 2020 after the death of George Floyd? What about all the damage caused to federal buildings, churches, people's businesses, and innocent people that were killed, like David Dorn? This past summer, Minneapolis city officials estimate 700 buildings were damaged, burned, or destroyed, including 360 local businesses. Riots caused an estimated $55 million in damages in Minneapolis alone. BLM and Antifa established an autonomous zone in Seattle and attempted to burn government buildings in Portland. Is that not an insurrection? On one Friday night alone in New York City, BLM protesters caused over 100,000 in damages and 150 people were arrested. Just one Monday night in Philadelphia resulted in a crowd of 1,000 people looting stores, setting fires in the middle of the street, and 30 police officers injured. Protests in Kansas City resulted in $2.1 million in damages, mostly over the course of one weekend. Several officers were injured as well. Protests in Wichita, Kansas cost the police department about $1.5 million in overtime. Protests in Salt Lake City cost at least $100,000 in damages. Protests in Denver cost the city at least $5.5 million in damages and overtime. BLM protests in Nashville set a federal courthouse on fire. The destruction is estimated to have cost $1.2 million in damages. Again, is that an insurrection? Protesters in Portland destroyed barriers and attempted to burn down government buildings, resulting in $2.3 million in damages, including $1.6 million in damages to the courthouse downtown. In St. Louis, following the night of violence, buildings were looted, vandalized, and burned. Protesters in Louisville set the courthouse on fire and shot two cops, resulting in a state of emergency ordered being declared. Protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, injured. Police officers set off fireworks near the building and courthouse and set at least two city trucks on fire. In Guilford County, North Carolina, a courthouse was broken into, set on fire, resulting in roughly $200,000 in damages. Protests in Oakland, California, resulted in a courthouse being set on fire and vandalized. The LAPD was defunded by $150 million, and some smaller crime units were eliminated entirely. Studies show 570 protests in 220 U.S. locations turned violent over the summer. Are those not insurrections? The $1+ billion in riot damage is estimated to be the most expensive in insurance history. It resulted in up to $2 billion of damages in 20 cities across the U.S., mostly concentrated in L.A., Detroit, Miami, D.C., and New York. Indeed, we should have a commission to study the violent BLM and Antifa mobs that have plagued American cities this past summer. And that's for the American people who, by the way, pay the taxes that fund everything we do here. Also, we should have a security supplemental to fund all the police departments that have been defunded due to the pressure from radical, violent, and socialist groups. We should back the blue because they certainly back us. Also, while it's catch and release for domestic terrorists, Antifa, BLM, the people who breached the Capitol on January 6th are being abused, some even being held for 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. So, Mr. Speaker, my questions are this. Who placed the pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC, which is an attack on both Republicans and Democrats? Why was President Trump's request on January 5th for 10,000 National Guard denied? And who denied it? And what chain of command did they follow? Also, who killed Ashley Babbitt? And why is that not being revealed? Does her family not deserve justice? And lastly, when will the witch hunt of Donald J. Trump come to an end and all of those who support him?
Damn, that was good. I love this woman. I love this woman. She's amazing. And those are questions Americans have. These are sincere questions that Americans have. But instead, this is what the left is worried about. While everybody else is worried about actual things that occurred in this country and how different they treat the left from the right, this is what the left loves to talk about. This is the stupidity that comes out of their fucking mouths. And I kid you not, this is real. And this was actually stated. And it was a PBS journalist. I mean, this is just, it has me flabbergasted. Let me just tell you that much. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous where this country has gone. It's beyond ridiculous at every which level. At every which level. It's just embarrassing.
So that more lives can be saved. Can I ask you, I want to also switch to COVID. The largest national nurses union is saying that the CDC guidelines on masks is putting frontline workers, and especially people of color, at risk, and that they're calling for the CDC to reverse that. What's the White House's stance on that union in particular, saying that their members and people of color are at risk?
Well, I would say we don't have any particular response directly to the union. I will say that, again, the objective of the CDC.
It's fucking stupid. The CDC announced it for everyone, not just people of color, but that's what the left wants you to think. Again, PBS, we fund PBS. They should not be taking sides. They should not be asking stupid-ass questions like this. They should not lean any which way. We pay these people. You realize we actually pay these people, and this is what, in return, we get. I mean, this is something that Don Bongino, and I want you guys to listen to this. This is
half a century of knowledge, of a track record of these kinds of ideas being put into practice.
This AOC.
In countries around the world and failing time and time again. Not merely failing,
Thomas
but
Sowell.
Making things worse than they were before. Venezuela is the classic case. And yet during the whole period when people are starving in Venezuela under socialism, the young people are right out of our colleges are flocking to Bernie Sanders because they're judging by his words and how wonderful it sounds and not by what happens when you try to put those notions into practice, as has been tried again in countries in Europe, Asia, Africa, South America.
Failed everywhere.
I mean, this is just ridiculous. These are professors, guys. These are professors that actually know what the fuck is going on. And I'm going to tell you something. Texas, and I know I got a lot of listeners from Texas, you guys better re-elect Governor Greg Abbott. Just telling you that much. That man cares about your country. I mean, about your state. Don't let the left fuck it up. If you see any lefties out there, tell them, hey, get the fuck out of our state. I'm not trying to literally tell you to do that. But, you know, keep an eye on the left because they're moving. There's a reason why they're moving so many immigrants to Texas. They want to change that state blue.
Just now by phone to discuss. Governor, thanks for joining us. Much appreciated.
My pleasure, Wilfred.
So talk us through this announcement. You are banning government entities from requiring a mask, but you're not banning masks.
Well, that's exactly correct. However, I need to point out, as it concerns government entities, this is really just a reaffirmation of an executive order that I issued on March the 2nd. So on March the 2nd, I issued an order effective March the 10th that's been in place for 2 months now that bans any government in the state of Texas from requiring masks. And also at that time, I opened up Texas 100%. After that, there were some local governments that chose to continue to impose mask mandates, and they were doing so in contradiction of my original executive order. So we not only reaffirmed that and made it clear, we also, in my order today, put penalties in against any local government or government official that acts contrary
Bam.
To my executive order.
Texas, you're just as lucky as Florida.
Is that schools, they were allowed by the Texas Education Agency to continue to require masks. That requirement will end on June the 4th. However, both for schools as well as all other operations, people are always allowed to make the choice on their own to wear masks. And so anybody can wear a mask if they want to. It's just that it's a decision to be made by Texans, not to be forced by government.
I get that final message in your answer, Governor, but I guess at points during the pandemic in the last year, people have been able to be fined for not following COVID restrictions. As per your executive order, any government entity that tries to impose a mask mandate is the one that can now be fined. So is the general gist, the general message that Texans should take from this, that masks are not really wanted across Texas anymore?
Well, we're making clear that government cannot require people to wear a mask. And let's be clear about what happened after I issued my executive order back in March. The numbers continue to get better, and I'm going to tell you what I reported 2 days ago. And that is, for the first time ever in our reports, we reported zero COVID deaths, the fewest COVID cases in over 13 months, the lowest 7-day COVID positivity rate ever, and the lowest COVID hospitalizations in 11 months. And so the COVID situation in Texas is such that we can and should be open 100%. We can eliminate government-required masks, but we always encourage people to make their own choice for themselves.
Exactly.
And for their own safety. It's just that government should not be dictating what Texans should do.
Exactly.
The CDC is
100%, 100% on point. Texas, you're lucky. Texas, you are lucky. But now, Let's go to the whole racist card again, because this is what the left continues to talk about, especially the racist mayor of Chicago, because she is a racist. She refuses to have anyone that is not of dark skin color or a minority to interview her. Can you believe that shit? When have you ever heard this being even right? The left used to fight for the Ku Klux Klan to have their freedom of speech. Yes, that is correct. The left used to fight for their to give the KKK the right to free speech. Now everything's about racism because they know it works. It divides, divide and conquer. And that is their plan. That's why when I get to the streets, oh no, I'm not going out there to divide anybody. I'm going out there to educate people and have conversation, not arguments. The moment an argument erupts, I'll close it, get out. That's it. Because I just want to talk to people that are willing to talk back and prove me wrong. That's all I want. I know I'm on the right side of history. I know everyone who listens to me is on the right side of history. And it's being proven, guys. Listen, Fulton County, I believe, in Georgia, 145,000 absentee ballots. They're being audited. You think Arizona's not going to show Trump won the election? And you think that Georgia, they're not going to find the fraud in those absentee ballots? And this is going to be trickled down. Because it's going to happen everywhere, and we're all going to know officially, every single one of us that was called a loony in a tinfoil hat, we're all going to find out the truth. This election was stolen from the American people. But again, look, they don't stop. They don't stop with the same rhetoric. They'll never stop with this rhetoric. And they're going to continue to talk about racism. They're going to continue to use racism to their advantage because they saw how racism worked throughout the entire 2020 election cycle. They divided us. They divided the American people. Look at how Tucker Carlson breaks it down.
It turns out is racism. It's as simple as that. Equity is racism. And to be clear, we don't mean racism in the sense that ice cream and Shakespeare and math are all now supposedly racist, or that Dr. Seuss is now considered an exalted cyclops in the Ku Klux Klan. We're not talking about the Ilhan Omar Atlantic Magazine definition of racism, which, by the way, isn't actually language, but just another blunt political weapon. No. We mean racism in the literal sense, in the way that Martin Luther King defined the term, which is the act of hurting some people and helping others purely on the basis of their respective races. Bigotry, in other words, prejudice, hatred. That's what equity is. We know this thanks to Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago. Earlier today, Lightfoot released a 2-page manifesto defining equity. Quote, "Equity and inclusion are the North Stars of this administration," Lightfoot explained. Then she got specific about it. Quote, "On the occasion of the 2-year anniversary of my inauguration as mayor of this great city, I will be exclusively providing one-on-one interviews with journalists of color." So in the name of equity, Lori Lightfoot is refusing to grant interviews to white people. Lightfoot took pains to explain she doesn't mean that personally. In fact, she conceded that some of the white reporters who cover City Hall in Chicago are talented and hardworking. But unfortunately, they are, Lightfoot said, quote, "white nonetheless." So there it is, as plainly as anyone has ever said it out loud. White people are disqualified because they are white, not because of anything they have done or said or think. Lori Lightfoot doesn't care about that. She says so. Lightfoot is not interested in what these white people might be like as individuals, as people. She doesn't even care what kind of white they are. Their ancestors could be from Italy or Luxembourg or Finland or Spain. They could be members of the British royal family. They could be penniless Romanian immigrants living in a box on the sidewalk on Michigan Avenue. Rich or poor, it doesn't matter to Lori Lightfoot. to Lori Lightfoot, all that matters is the fact they're white, because all white people are the same. They are entirely defined by the color of their skin. You can see how this makes life a little easier for Lori Lightfoot. She knows who to hate just by looking at them. If someday the Chicago police round up the entire population of the city, Lori Lightfoot would have no trouble pulling the right ones out of line for punishment. By the way, in case you're wondering, yes, that was a Nazi reference. It was deserved. Lori Lightfoot is a monster. Any society that allows politicians to talk like this has a very ugly future ahead. Very ugly. But of course, no one said much at all about what Lori Lightfoot said in her manifesto. Even Chicago reporters, some of whom could no longer do their jobs purely because of how they were born, offered only tepid complaints. Listen to this person from NBC.
Another reporter called and said, hey, I'm hearing they're only talking to black or brown journalists. And I said, what? It just didn't even sound real. And so I reached out to the communications director, Kate Lefferge, and she texted me back and said, yeah, that's true. She said, no, white reporters have been in the room for the majority of the year, and it's time to hear from other people.
What? Can this be real? What she just heard was confusion, but not outrage. And yet there's nothing confusing about who Lori Lightfoot is. Lori Lightfoot is a dangerous bigot. Lori Lightfoot is hurting other people because of their race. That's the crime. But of course, it's the one thing nobody wants to say out loud. Here's the response from a reporter at the Chicago Tribune. Quote, I'm a Latino reporter whose interview request was granted for today. However, I asked the mayor's office to lift its condition on others. And when they said no, we respectfully canceled. Politicians don't get to choose who covers them, end quote. Talk about missing the point completely. And by the way, of course politicians can choose who they talk to. All of us have that right, thank God. What politicians cannot do under any circumstances is an attack an entire group of citizens on the basis of their skin color. Again, to restate the obvious, that is racism. It is immoral. It is also illegal under countless state and federal laws. We are not supposed to allow behavior like that from our government. We are all equal in the eyes of the law. We are all citizens. We've got an entire granite monument on the National Mall in Washington promising that we will never behave that way again. We will never allow it. But because we've embraced equity, we're not simply allowing it, we are encouraging it.
This is sad, guys. And if you don't see this being the perfect sign on how bad this country is going, I mean, things are getting really, really bad. I mean, it is becoming a situation where soon we will not have an America. We won't have an America because everything's falling apart. It's no longer about what's best for America. It's all about race. It's all about these stupidities. It's all about all these things that make absolutely no sense whatsoever, and somehow they think it's right. Somehow these people they think it's right. I mean, we've got from one side Joe Biden canceling the Dakota pipeline, but then opening sanctions for Russia. When asked about the hypocrisy, of course the press secretary had plenty to say, you know, when she was pressed on it. I know it's a double whatever, but I mean, it's becoming ridiculous what's happening in this country, guys. It's becoming really ridiculous.
On Nord Stream, but I know that there's a lot of talk about Nord Stream and Keystone, and I'm just trying to help people understand it.
Is there?
Well, yes. President Biden blocked the Keystone XL pipeline here because he said it would undermine U.S. climate leadership and undercut our ability to urge other countries to take ambitious climate action. So how is he urging other countries to take ambitious climate action if he's letting other countries build Nord Stream 2?
First, we're hardly letting any country or other countries build Nord Stream 2. When the president took office, 95% of this pipeline was built. We've continued to convey that we believe it's a bad idea, a bad plan. And we have also put in place and taken actions over the last several days to make that clear, in large part because our view is that it's a Russian geopolitical project that threatens European energy security and that of Ukraine and in the east and eastern flank NATO allies and partners. Hence, there's a geopolitical concern about this pipeline. And we've taken steps over the last several days to make that clear.
So a lot of concerns, and it seemed like there was the ability by the U.S. government to sanction some officials to stop the project at like 95%, but you're not doing it.
In what way were going to be able to stop a project in another country that's had been built 95%?
Make it more difficult with the sanctions on some of these officials involved.
Well, we have imposed sanctions on four Russian entities, four Russian vessels that engaged in sanctionable activities. We've also imposed sanctions on nine vessels belonging to the Russian government. This is the largest number of entities listed under this act to date. So we have certainly taken significant steps, and we've also made clear in public and private channels our opposition to this plan.
They got an answer for everything, huh? Bottom line is, they fucked the American people. We're energy independent, but not for long. That's it. We're energy independent, but not for long. Again, guys, these people don't know what's right from wrong. These people are a joke. These people hate Americans. Look at how much they hate us. Look at how much they hate us. Again, remember, these are the same people that cried election fraud when Donald Trump won the election. And look at what they do now.
Cape Coral Chrysler.
Sorry about that. It was a commercial. The same people that cried election fraud the entire fucking time. Look at what they have to say about us. This should get everybody angry. Should get all of us angry.
If you believe that... I will say to you what many of you said in the 1960s. America, love it or leave it. If you don't have respect in American democracy anymore, if you don't respect Madisonian checks and balances, if your guy doesn't win, if that's the new rules of engagement for this great republic, then just leave our country. Because you're unworthy of it. And there are millions of immigrants who will come here and raise their right hand and buy into the creed and believe that we are exceptional, that believe American democracy is the greatest government on the face of the earth. And they will do it proudly. They will salute the flag proudly. And most importantly, they will fight for what that flag represents. Well, you shame yourself. Well, you disgrace yourself. Well, you disgrace our country in the eyes of the world. Yes, this is all on you. Get the facts. Live in the light. Follow the truth. And love this country. And stop this. Or leave. If you're going to believe a reality TV show host's lies about the American Republic is desecration of American exceptionalism, then just get the hell out. We don't want you here.
Motherfucker, the problem is there's more of us than what you think. Make us get out. And when he talks about sacrifice, it's funny from a news reporter that makes millions of dollars on MSNBC, who is a piece of shit and never even served this country once, telling us to get the fuck out. And he's talking about illegal immigration. Yeah, those same illegal immigrants that he's talking about that would raise their right hand were also the ones burning the American flag while raising the Mexican flag up. Go fuck yourself, you piece of shit. This is what the left thinks of us. Try getting us the fuck out of this country. You guys were the ones saying that if Donald Trump won, you would leave the country. You never left the country. You're the one that's been destroying this country from the inside out. You're the ones that hate this fucking country, not us. We love it. We wave our flags proudly in every single one of our houses, in our trucks, in whatever. And you're going to try to say that we need to get the fuck out of this country. We don't want you here. Who the fuck are you? And let's see who the fuck is going to try to get us out of this country. I'd like to see that. Apparently the left forgets what party has the most guns, what party is actually the most patriotic party, what party has the majority of the support of the U.S. military. Yeah, you got it right. It's the Republican Party. These are the pieces of shits that cause division. These are the pieces of shits that create a false narrative They're worried about the truth coming out. He is talking in reference to the Arizona audit. I hope that when the audit is finished, it shows that Donald Trump won that state. Because then that guy will have to verbally apologize, which he probably won't. The left doesn't apologize. But he, sir, is a piece of shit. And this is a type of television. This is not a reporter. This is an opinionated idiot that lives in his bubble, that lives in his nice mansion, while hardworking Americans are working to bring the food to his house, the food that he buys at grocery stores, the truckers that are out there trucking away, bringing the fuel to the gas station where he pumps their fuel. He's criticizing every American out there that makes America run. Shame on him. He's a piece of shit. That being said, my friends, and all of you patriots out there, if you guys would love to be on the show or want your voices to be heard, you can email me at Jace, that's J-A-S-E, at therepublicannation.com. If you want your voices to be heard, if you want to show some love and support, you can purchase some merchandise at therepublicannationstore.com. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless this beautiful country we call America.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation for citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. We will make America great again.